This local and regional news update is brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank at 12th and Main in Batesville, the bank that's open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. There's a new mayor that will take his seat in Mountain View come January 1st. Ron Sterling wins a runoff over John Tyler Henderson, 453 to 221 in the runoff election yesterday. Also on the ballot was Constable for the Blue Mountain Township, which was very close, with Charles Chapman winning by 7 votes, 336 to 329. Elsewhere in news, a West Batesville man reports to police he was robbed of his cell phone at gunpoint Monday afternoon. 29-year-old Michael A. Goodman of North State Street said he was walking down Addy Street when a black male in a white car stopped, pointed a gun at him, and demanded his cell phone. Goodman said the man then took the SIMS card out of the phone, threw it at Goodman, and drove off. Police say Goodman gave authorities a detailed description of that suspect. At last night's Batesville City Council meeting, Richard O'Neill was recognized for his contributions and faithful service as an alderman for the city. He moved out of the city limits of Batesville and gave up his alderman seat. The mayor also reminded citizens of the Christmas lighting ceremony, 5 p.m. on Saturday, December 4th, and the Christmas parade to follow at 6. Lights for the downtown area and municipal building will be turned on at 5 p.m., followed by the lights at Riverside Park. And Alderman David Shetron mentioned his concerns over the Metro Police officer being in Moorefield. After a brief discussion, the council moved to form a committee to look into the possibility of forming a local police department in Batesville. The meeting was followed by a budget meeting with all council members present.
Now you can do your banking anytime, anywhere. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank of Arkansas gives you instant access to your accounts right from your phone. Using your web browser of your mobile device, go to liberty2go.com. That's with the number 2. Log on to view account details, history, and make immediate transfers. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank will help you manage your time and your money. Visit liberty2go.com today and get started banking on the go. That's real banking only at Liberty Bank of Arkansas. Member FDIC.
A Lyon College co-ed has accused a male college student of sexual assault. Police say it appears the female student met the accused in a school lounge. They ended up in her dorm room. She told police she just expected the encounter to be consensual kissing, but the male student assaulted her. Sheriff Alan Cockrell said the case is under investigation. The Independence County Quorum Court's Parks and Recreation Committee is set to meet on Friday, December 10th in the juvenile courtroom of the Jess B. Carpenter Building in Batesville. The meeting is set to start at 4:30 p.m. The committee hopes to complete the 2011 budget for the sales tax grants. A night of pro boxing coming to Batesville on Saturday, December 11th. Bad Boy Promotions is presenting Season's Beatings at the National Guard Armory on White Drive in Batesville. Promoter Brandon Foster said the boxing card will include 3 women's and 4 men's bouts. Boxers featured include Kristen Treadway, April Ward, Kerry Johnston, Hunter Limbaugh, James Frazier, Josh Williams, and more. Foster said doors open at 7:30, the first fight at 8:15. Tickets are $20 each on a first-come, first-served basis. You can purchase them at Bad Boy Mowers. They are limited. It'll be the front office Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. And another sports story making Ozark Newsline is the Batesville Pioneer football team playing Friday night in the 3rd round of the state playoffs. That's for the right to go to the championship game. Batesville High School head football coach and athletic director Dave King on the big matchup between the Pioneers and the Greenwood Bulldogs.
Well, it's going to be a huge game, obviously. There's only 4 teams left in Greenwood, and Batesville Pioneers are 2 of them, and one of us are going to represent 5A football in Little Rock, and man, it feels good playing in Independence County. We went down there 3 times. I have a great deal of respect for Coach Jones and his program, probably the premier 5A program in the state over the last 10 years. We went down there and actually led in the second half all 3 times. And just couldn't get away with a victory, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun, high school football. And if you like high school football, next Friday night, 7:30, Pioneer Stadium will be the place to be.
Pioneer head football coach Dave King, and that brings you right up to date. This local and regional news update has been brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank in Batesville. The bank with same-day posting, no matter the time of transaction.